Indiana High has waited a year for another chance at the Quad A State Baseball Championship, and that day has finally arrived. This afternoon at Penn State's Medlar Field, Coach Dan Petroff's Indians will take on Montoursville, the District 4 champions. Petroff expects a tough battle.
Sure, they're good. You know, you're good or lucky, one or the other, to get to this point. Actually, I think you have to have a little bit of both to get to here. I'm sure they'll be a very good team, but we'll be ready. We'll be ready to go, excited to play, and just happy to get back to the finals.
Indiana is 25-1 and has played six games in the postseason, four of them going to extra innings. The most recent of those was a 17-inning two-day classic against East Pennsboro, which they won 6-5 on Tuesday. Montoursville has had an easier time getting to the championship game with two easy wins to get their district title, and then wins by scores of 18-0, 6-4, and 6-0 in the state tournament. Expect Jimmy Messina, nephew of Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Mike Messina, to start for the Warriors. Petroff can go with Ryan Okapal or Greg Minnick as a starter, but both will likely see action. It's Indiana's second appearance in the state title game after last year's heartbreaking loss to Holy Ghost Prep. Montoursville will be in its sixth championship game, and they've won two. Game time is 1:30. We're on the air on WDAD Radio at 1 o'clock with the Indiana Total Therapy pregame show. The Pirates fell behind and fought back last night, but they didn't quite get the key hit as they lost the first game of their four-game series in Chicago. It was a 3-2 loss as the Cubs got home runs by Pete Crow Armstrong in the fourth inning and a solo shot from Seiji Suzuki in the sixth. The Pirates got an RBI single by Adam Frazier and a bases-loaded walk by Jared Triolo in the seventh to pull within a run, but O'Neill Cruz struck out to end the threat in the seventh. It's afternoon baseball today for the second game of the series. Joe Block previews the pitching matchup.
After a narrow 3-2 win by the Cubs on Thursday, the Pirates can return serve with a victory on Friday afternoon at Wrigley. It'll be Paul Skeens going for the Pirates. He is 4-6 with a 1.88 ERA. He'll be opposed by Cubs rookie right-hander Cade Horton. He's 3-1 with a 4.11 earned run average and will come on the air 1:55 for Pirates pregame. It's a 2:20 first pitch for the Pirates and the Cubs right here on your home for Pirates baseball.
Catcher Joey Bart was 1-for-2 with two walks and two RBIs in a rehab start for Indianapolis. It was a doubleheader sweep for the Indians, 6-2 in the first game, 5-0 in the second. Bart was 0-for-3 as a designated hitter in the second game. And the Connor Griffin watch continues, and what a watch it's been, as the first-year sensation has had two more hits, giving him two in all three games he's played for High A Greensboro. Jack Brannigan, Hudson Head, and Emmanuel Vargas all homered as Altoona blasted Erie 10-6. Head had three hits. Brannigan and Michael Escato each had two. Mike Tomlin liked what the Steelers did over the three-day minicamp, which wrapped up yesterday at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, and the coach is now looking forward to its training camp at St. Vincent, which starts 6 weeks from now. When training camp begins, the Steelers will be back to their traditional afternoon practice schedule after switching to morning sessions last year. Tomlin says the reason is simple.
Wasn't hot enough last year, to be quite honest with you. Heat aids in the development of physical conditioning. It makes it a more stressful environment, and that's what we go to camp for. We go to camp to get better, and if it's a little bit more miserable later in the day, man, that's what we want.
Steelers training camp begins July 24th in Latrobe. J.J. Spawn is a one-stroke lead over Thurston Lawrence after the first round of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Spawn shot 4-under par with a morning tee time. Some of the world's top golfers did struggle in the opening round. Scottie Scheffler shot 3-over. Rory McIlroy was 4-over. Edmonton's Leon Draisaitl scored the game-winning goal in overtime as the Oilers fought back from a 3-0 first-period deficit to even the Stanley Cup Finals with Florida with a 5-4 win. The series is now tied at 2 apiece. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Indianapolis with the Pacers leading Oklahoma City 2-1. There will be plenty of Heritage Conference stars on the field tonight at Greater Johnstown when the 54th annual First Summit Bank Ken Lancey All-Star Game kicks off. The South team includes Cambry Heights' Garrett Jasper, Stephen Nealon, Marshall Eckenrogue, Luke Mulroney, and Trey Tribbis. River Valley's Sam Yantis, Gavin Burkhart, and Northern Cambria's Ty Dumb, Caleb Dolney, and Ben Messina. Marion Center's Drew Runk, Noah McCoy, and Colin Anderson. Purchase Line's Devlin Cordish and Xander Stifler, and Sam Schaefer of Conema Township. The North squad has Penns Manor's Eamon Lieb and Alex Palenik. United Valley's Dylan Stevens and Braxton Jelly. Homer Center's Zach Wilson and Elijah Butterley. Portage's Bodie Leo, Isaac Walensky, and Owen Goose, and Conema Valley's Ethan McNulty. Mark Burdig and New River Valley coach Ed Dalton have the call of the game starting at 6:30 on Renda Digital TV, presented by First Summit Bank and the Baltimore Life Companies. I'm Alex Donaldson with today's Look at Sports.